Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
Good day, every day, turn the clouds, we'll free the rain. Let the secret of the sunshine, good day, every day. The mother peacock doesn't show, the father's feathers color.
Time to clear up your mind. Maybe you want to clear up your glasses, too. Roberta, are you wearing contacts or glasses?
Oh, no, I had LASIK done over 10 years ago, Doug. I wear neither.
Yeah, that's the way to go, brother.
Yeah. Absolutely. I tell anyone, if you're even contemplating LASIK, don't even think about it. Just go do it. It changes your life.
Do it.
Well, yep. I had the work done on my eyes, what, 4 or 5, 6 years ago, and it didn't work. It didn't last.
Oh, that's right.
But it wasn't LASIK. It was another. It was the other.
Where, the lens inserted, right?
No,
it wasn't for vision. He had...
I was trying to not use glasses because when I'm reading, I find now that I really am dependent on glasses, and I was trying to get away from that, and that's what this operation was about. Then, because I need things to be close to me so I can read them, whereas I can look down the road and still see the sign, although not as well as I used to. I can see the road sign.
So you have distance, but you don't have
reading. Far-sighted, yeah.
Right. And I think the LASIK was for distance, wasn't it?
They can do it for both now. They can do actually one eye for each if your brain can process
it. That's
what
I have. Yeah. What the heck is it called?
I can't remember, like
monovision. Monovision. Yeah. Monovision. That's what I have. My right eye is my distance eye. My left eye is my reading eye.
Really?
See, and I had mine done, and, you know, I was really, really bad. I had astigmatism in both eyes, and my eyes did get worse, but they've now evened out again. So I could actually go back and do the surgery a second time if I want to, but now I feel like I don't want to do it a second time because I'd have to go through the big PRK instead of the LASIK because I don't have enough cornea to correct. And if your reading goes bad when you get to 40, why would I do it now anyway? So I usually just pop on some glasses if I'm driving at night.
All right, so what's the benefit for those who are listening who are thinking of this, we all, when we get into our 40s, for the most part, your eyes are going to not fail, but your vision is going to change.
Most people need glasses.
That's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, what it is that the muscles that control your eye, that help your eye focus, start to get thicker. They develop a stenosis.
Really?
And so that the eye, if they're not able to bend the eye enough in order to focus. That's basically what happens as you get older.
I'm starting to notice that. When I had mine done about 10 years ago, I was 2015 in both eyes after I walked out of that office.
Really?
And it was amazing. And then, you know, as you get into your mid-40s, you start to realize, man, that small print in this dark, low light is really hard. We were laughing because we were at an Italian restaurant last week with some friends who are, you know, 1 or 2 years older than us, and we all have our flashlights on our iPhones out trying to read the menu.
Right.
The print is so small.
Can't see it.
And you look around and realize, what did I become?
Well, that was really funny.
That's a great example.
Sorry,
I was in the restaurant last night, and they couldn't read I've been in a restaurant 2 or 3 times in last week or so, and I found myself this great little place in Santa Monica called Chez Jay. You go in there, and there's not a lot of light. And there's a candle at the table. Remember when, I don't know if you were with us, Jennifer, when your father and I had dinner.
I wasn't with you, but I've been to Chez Jay.
Almost lit your menu on fire because you were trying to light it up with a candle.
Yeah, and you hold it, that's the only way you can read it, really. And I felt, I was depressed at what I couldn't read. It really bothered me. I wonder, don't get depressed, just fix it. Don't get all lost in yourself. Just go get your... I keep going back and buying the helper glasses, but sooner or later, I'm going to have to do...
And the more you notice, the more you drive yourself nuts testing yourself. Have you noticed that?
No, I haven't noticed that.
You know, like if you realize you have like a weakness, like if you realize that your eyesight isn't that great, then all of a sudden, for me anyway, when I'm out, I'll start quizzing myself to see if I can read things. Like, for instance, with my allergy thing, it affected my vision a little bit. So I was sitting at the doctor's office, and I was, like, giving myself an eye test. Can I read that? Can I read that? And then I'd walk up to it, and I'd look. I don't know why we do that instead of just getting out glasses, but instead you kind of drive yourself
vanity.
Out testing
what do you mean?
Things.
We don't want to wear glasses because we think it doesn't look good. You look better without glasses, therefore it's vanity, although some glasses are really quite
some people
good
look better with
look very good with glasses. Yeah, exactly. All right, so we have stories. Roberta, we'll start off our story chain. This is Beyond Good Day on Good Day at 12 past the hour.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed to talk. We pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible. New activations only requires two-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome. A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is done. Are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale this week only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome. A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
And the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is done. Are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale this week only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Roberta Fasinelli, Jennifer Horan, Rich McFadden on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This is Beyond Good Day, and our story, Lessons in Life, before we spend some time with Uri Geller later in the hour. So, Roberta, what lessons from your life do we have today?
Well, this is an interesting story that's out of Colorado, and it regards a first grader, a little first grader. The child's name is Coy Mathis. She's 6 years old. And, you know, she dresses like a girl, her hair's like a girl, she identifies as a girl. And during the first half of this year, she's been using the girls' room at her elementary school. But now the school officials won't let her use the girls' room because Coy is a transgender child. In other words, she was born with male sex organs, but she identifies herself as a girl. She won't wear boys' clothes. She wants nothing to do with boys' things, and she calls herself a girl. She's a true definition of a child that's been born transgender. So the parents are up in arms. It's the Fountain Fort Carson School District. She can't use the girls' restroom at the Eagleside Elementary School. They said she could either use the boys' bathroom. Now, this I was surprised at. A gender-neutral faculty bathroom. So, in other words, the faculty doesn't have necessarily men or ladies' room. It's just a gender-neutral right. bathroom or the nurse's bathroom.
I think that's fair.
They're saying, well, the child is getting very confused now because she's been allowed to use the girls' bathroom.
How do you think her friends feel? They're right. probably confused, too.
Yeah, well, very. If she goes into a stall, how would the friends know?
still, you see somebody who you don't think, especially when you're a young child, you don't think, you know, is identifying themselves with the opposite sex. That can be confusing for the other kids, I would imagine, just like it's confusing for her.
But
so
as far
like they would eliminate all of that by having them go to a gender-neutral bathroom.
Well, as far as all the other kids are concerned, this child is a girl. They've never known this kid as a boy. So that's the real, you know, conundrum here. And I'm just surprised that it's in Colorado, because Colorado is the, you know, Denver is the pot capital of the United States. There are more marijuana dispensaries in Colorado than there are Starbucks.
What's that going to do with
association between transgender?
Well, because it's a very liberal attitude in Colorado. So that's why I was a little surprised that this would be an issue. On the other hand, I do see the opinion of some of the people in the school district that they're not as concerned about it now, but they're more concerned that when the child starts to develop, you know, as an adolescent, when the child gets to 11, 12, 13 years old, then what happens? So I think they're trying to figure this out now. So in the meanwhile, it's a real issue.
Why was this done? What did I miss that? Did you explain why? This child had its genitalia changed when it was born?
No, it's not changed. The child is still
a boy.
Physically a boy, but the child is a transgender child. At 6 years old,
the
this
boy
child
thing, yeah, she identifies as a girl.
Yeah, since you know the child had any, you know, cognition, you know, when does that happen? 18 months, 2 years, the child has identified as a girl. And this does happen. These are proven medical cases where some people are absolutely transgender. They just don't identify with. They feel very uncomfortable in the body that they're in, that they identify either as male or as female.
Like you.
Like me? No, just my testosterone levels are high.
Okay, I'm sitting here. I wish you could see the look on my face.
Are you squirming a little bit?
I'm not, no, I just don't get. What am I missing here? I'm missing something.
What it is, it's a DNA mix-up. It's a DNA mix-up is what happens.
According to whom?
What are you, according to whom? This
was his blood tested and
the 18-month-old who decided they wanted to be a girl.
Right.
They identify as female.
18-month-old decides that he has male genitalia, but he wants to be a girl.
It's not that they. But you see, at a childless age, there's nothing sexual about it. This is how they identify. They identify themselves as the opposite sex. That's what transgender means. And eventually, probably this child, as she gets older, will probably undergo a sex change operation.
So she is considered a she, even though she has male genitalia.
You know, actually, my daughter has a friend who's male, who is absolutely transgender. You know, she comes over the house. I call her by her female name. I identify her as a her. I've had long talks with this young person, and this young person intends, you know, as she grows older, to have a sex change operation.
I'm going to call for the check, because I'm pretty sure that somebody's going to get in trouble pretty soon with something that's going to be said.
Wow.
You know, check, please.
This is a real issue, and you know, I think that this
why is it a real issue?
The fact that this is happening now in the school. Really, you know, is an opportunity to bring up a lot of conversation.
Okay, you know,
and it's a great thing to talk about, but I also think that the other kids deserve the same amount of respect that this kid does. So if that calls for this kid to go to a gender-neutral bathroom, I think that's the right thing to do, because you've got to be fair to everybody.
Bathroom.
But the issue is this, too. The gender-neutral bathroom is a faculty bathroom. Should this child be in a faculty bathroom with adults?
Why not?
Another question.
But they aren't.
You do that when you go to a baseball game,
Roberta. It's a one stall. You walk in, you lock the door. Nobody else is in.
So here's all I can think of. The story last month: the taxpayer paid $47,000 to have some guy in jail have his genitalia removed because he wanted to be a female instead of a male, and the taxpayers paid for it. That's all I can think of. I can't even begin to imagine how an 18-month-old can decide that he wants or she wants to be another sex. But it's a compelling story. Thank you, Roberta, for telling it. 21 after.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day. Story time here on the Good Day Show. And what a story I have for you. All right, so Jen, Roberto.
We'll be the judge of that.
Yeah, okay. You guys know how it's March Madness is coming up, right?
Yeah, right, yep.
Big thing, yes.
Well, and you all know that the Pope is retiring.
Yes.
And
yes.
The conclave for the Pope is coming up as well, right?
Yes.
Right.
Waiting for the smoke.
Waiting for the smoke. It just so happens that both of these events will take place at the same time. So, of course, those ingenious gambling folks out there have decided to create a Sweet 16 bracket.
Well, because I had heard that they were doing the odds on, like, who was going to be the next pope. So now you're saying they're actually doing a Sweet 16?
They've taken those odds.
Okay.
And they've broken the different cardinals into brackets based on region. And now you can get your Sweet 16 bracket, and you can bet on who the pope will be.
Wow. Yeah. Now, do they have matchups and stuff along the way? Because brackets always put people into matchups.
Yep, so they do.
How do we know who's going to face off then?
Well, let me see if I can get to the bracket here. They're saying that, let me see, there's no favorite yet. But they're saying that the American Catholics probably will not have a chance here. Mm-hmm. Bracket's gotten 15,000 views in its first 24 hours. That they probably think that they'll get over 100,000 views or more with people doing it with the popularity of the March Madness. So
This
is what we've come down to, where basically the the picking of the Pope is going to be done in Vegas.
Isn't that great? But do you think the other people will? I mean, no one's going to pay attention to this, really. I mean, it's just going to be something else that you can bet on while you're there. If your game's a little boring, right?
Would you bet on the Pope?
I probably have a better chance betting on the Pope than I would on the Sweet 16.
You think the Cardinals will get in on it?
Would that be
St. Louis?
Be funny.
Probably when they start playing in next month, you think? It's the Cardinals. That was a joke, Roberta.
Oh,
just the Cardinals.
Oh, St. Louis. Louis Cardinals. Oh, yeah. I didn't get it. Sorry.
Boy, not as funny when you have to explain it. I apologize.
I'm not much into sports anyway.
It's okay. I apologize. It's all my fault.
I live in New York and I'm sports, really.
This is interesting, though. I think I want to play. Can you do it online? Do they have any online accounts? Offshore betting?
Apparently, this thing started in Dubuque, Iowa.
Leave it to
Envision Sports Designs. They're a sports paraphernalia company. And when he noticed that the Conclave and March Madness would coincide at the same time, they make T-shirts. And he decided to, and they're bracketologists.
That's funny.
He decided to design the bracket and start making T-shirts on it.
That's great.
Which is hysterical.
Now, also in other basketball news, Rich, are you moving on from your little story here, just a little mention. I don't know if you guys have heard Dennis Rodman is doing some good, which is rare for him because usually he's just like drinking
getting
vodka.
Getting in trouble.
Nightclubs. Well, apparently Kim Jong-un is a fan of the Chicago Bulls and a fan of Dennis Rodman. So Dennis Rodman and a couple of the members of the Harlem Globetrotters, along with the documentary film crew, have gone to North Korea now for a little, they're doing like a basketball camp for the Ute over in North Korea. Isn't that cool?
Did you say Utes?
The Utes.
Isn't that what you guys
always
say?
Yeah, they blend.
That's like they won't be launching missiles at us after he leaves.
No. Are you kidding? It would all stick to his earrings because he's like metallic. So he'll come home with a missile attached to his left ear.
There it is. The world's a better place, and we all know are
Thank
better
you,
people for it. Yeah. It's coming up on 28 past the hour on Doug Steffens Good Day.
When you're running a facility, safety is key. That's why Grainger offers over 70,000 diverse safety products, and that number's growing. Everything from personal protection gear and safety signs to online safety training tools, all to help you reduce injuries and downtime and keep up with regulations. You might say safety's our middle name. Yep, Grainger, safety, Grainger. Hey, you get the idea. Cut back on costs and worries. Call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, are you all set for your fishing trip?
Mm-hmm.
Did you pack the beer? Wait, is that some Twisted Tea I see in the back of the car?
Come on, Twisted Tea.
Yeah, I can see why. Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K?
I don't know, one of the guys must have snuck it in there.
Oh, come on. I bet you're craving the realized tea taste of Twisted Tea.
I know.
It's so refreshing.
It is.
It's so smooth.
It's pretty smooth.
But if you want me to take it out.
Hold on to it. We might have one or several.
Twisted Tea, realized tea taste with a K.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Wow. We have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the tool mega sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
Then the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is done. Are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the tool mega sale. This week, only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
No. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson
Jason. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
Feelings continue, the expressions of goodwill, thoughts for the day, etc., etc. Roberta and Richie and Jennifer and Doug with Uri Geller from his home in Sonning, which is a nice little village north of Reading if you know England at all. Thought for the day today from Oliver Wendell Holmes, Jr. A moment's insight is sometimes worth a life's experience. I think that's a good place to... When Uri is here, we always have people who are trying to figure out, they're always, I speak for myself, but a lot of other people, who every day face problems that sometimes they seem insurmountable. You can't fix them, you don't know how to get around them, you don't escape them well. And so as we try to be motivational here, Uri is the supreme commander of the motivational movement, as somebody who has worked tirelessly
the
for
Captain Kirk
decades.
Of motivation.
Yeah, the Captain Kirk of motivation. That's a good way of putting it, Richie. So thinking about your own life and how you use examples from your own life, Uri, to help other people, what do you remember back to the first time you thought, I'm going to bend a spoon?
Well,
did you think about it or did you just do it?
Well, when it occurred for the first time, I was only 5 years old, so I didn't comprehend, I didn't understand completely the ramifications of what just happened and the consequences that will happen in the future because of this talent or skill. But because we were so poor, my mother, as I said it a few times on the show, was a waitress, she was a seamstress, and we lived in a one-bedroom apartment in Tel Aviv. Out of necessity to be successful, I had to catapult into the world of show business with my powers And I realized that I could amaze and astonish people in school, because kids, I just blew their minds when I bent a spoon for them, or when I read their mind, or when I moved the clock on the wall, and the teacher would let us go 20 minutes beforehand. Because I really did that.
You never told me that story before. You must have been the most popular kid in class.
That is true. In one of the documentaries that the BBC did on me a few years ago, they actually traced down my teacher, Joy Filippo, and she said it, that she didn't understand how the clock on the wall jumped, but she had to let the kids out. And then when she saw me on television years and years later, decades later, she realized that I did it. So, but then I also understood throughout my work that it's important to inspire and motivate people and make them think positive, make them happier than they are, because happiness is so important in life. I mean, if you have health, then you're already a billion miles ahead. But if you are also happy, then, you know, you're powerful. Those who are happy tend to have more influence. Think of it that way. Those who are happy get more from every moment than those who surrender to their sadness. So I try to make people happy by explaining them and making them realize that the power of the mind is an energy that you can manipulate and create things with. So from the spoon bending and show business, I kind of immersed myself into the field of motivational lectures and talks. And that's basically what I do today.
All right. So let's talk about people who want to. You see on a lot of the sites that I travel to, and I bet you do too, training in becoming a psychic or training in becoming a clairvoyant. Can you, through training, what do you say to people who would like to become some kind of spiritual psychic or someone who wants to become clairvoyant? Is that possible? Are those worthwhile?
Well, you know, Doug, when you say someone who wants to become psychic or someone who wants to become anyone, let me tell you this. It's no good wandering through life wanting to be someone. You have to be...
I shouldn't put it that way. Maybe not someone, but someone who has a skill, a psychic skill, a clairvoyant skill, some of the things that you have that are, you know, basically the use of the mind...
Yeah, what I'm saying is that you have to be clear who that someone is that you want to be. Now, I get thousands of emails a year, hundreds a day, close to 300 emails a day, from people asking me to teach them how to bend spoons, how to read minds, how to be psychic. And I always turn those emails around, and I tell people who, for instance, want to learn how to bend a spoon. Mm-hmm. I tell them, forget spoon bending. That's not important. Instead, use that urge, that power, that energy to become a positive thinker. I do not let people believe that they can become psychics. Because I saw the turmoils and the ups and downs that I had throughout my life being a psychic. So why should someone else go through those, you know, little miserable moments that I used to have trying to prove my powers? There's so much more that you can do with the power of the mind that is beneficial to change your life for the better. So, to those who want to become psychics, I say, forget it. Just get on with your life and want to be something else, someone that does and can, first of all, enrich your life. You have to, you know, enrich your life with happiness and joy, positivity, and then become financially stable. You know, Doug, again, throughout my life, there were so many people who tried to debunk me, as you know. I mean, we've been through this journey together in a way.
Yep.
And there are plenty of skeptics up there and out there. But looking at the skeptics and debunkers, they really achieve nothing. because if you look around in papers like the National Enquirer and thousands of magazines, if you go back to the back pages, you will find hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of psychic telephone numbers. You know what I'm talking about. So do you want to really become one of those psychics with, you know, with their telephone number offering your services?
You think that's what people are looking for? You think that's what people want to become if they're getting trained? You think that's what the influence is? They want to be like these people on the phone.
Actually, you can sharpen your intuitive forces. You can sharpen your extrasensory perception. You can sharpen and exercise your mind power, because your brain is like it's like a muscle. If you train it, this is why, you know, the latest reports come out from Mayo Clinic and all kinds of medical universities say when you become 60 or 70 or 80, do crossword puzzles. Use your brain, activate it, exercise it. Then you will keep away dementia, you will keep away Alzheimer's and so on. So what I'm saying in a nutshell is keep working, keep thinking all your life. I will never retire, neither will you.
No, of course not. It's foolish.
Yeah, I mean, even if, and if you do out of necessity retire yourself because your job ended, your 20, 35, 30, 40 years, you've done your thing, never ever retire. Keep
find something
finding
else to do.
Something that you can, you know, occupy yourself with.
Right. There are a lot of people who have hobbies that are very good at those hobbies. They turn it into a way to make money. There are ways of doing it. Start before you retire, actually. Get it all set up. I'm a great advocate of people creating a way for tax purposes, if nothing else, but more importantly, what Uri is saying, to keep your mind busy. There are a lot of people who do their jobs, it's like phoning it in. They do it by rote. They do the same thing every day. They've been doing it for years. So what do you do to challenge your mind so you don't come, what Uri just suggested, with boredom comes lack of brain activity. Lack of brain activity leads to dementia, Alzheimer's, all kinds of things that you don't want to have happen to you.
Yeah, that's right. And also, just be happy and stop complaining. Because look, if you ask anyone out there, they we constantly complain. And my advice is just never go to bed thinking about what to complain about tomorrow. Because that's what we, you know, just think about going to bed and sleeping. What thoughts go through your mind?
Right, better yet,
most of them are negative.
Right, go to bed and when you go to bed, close your eyes and think about what you want. Why would you think about what you don't want? That's a prayer. You know, you worry about things. It's just a prayer for something you don't want to have happen. Think as you close your eyes, whether you're visualizing a new home, a new job, you're visualizing health for yourself and your family, whatever it is. But have that thought in your mind as you go to sleep. The thoughts are things, people will be there, and amazing results happen. Don't you agree? Amazing.
Yes, absolutely. And this is a great advice. And you know, Doug, sometimes people say, okay, but how can I do it? And I'll tell you this, that what you just said, good advice is kind of rather like medicine. It might leave an unpleasant taste in the mouth, but it can do a lot of good. So listen to what Doug just said. Listen to me. Listen to all the team there. And start activating that advice and make it happen for you.
Yeah. How many of you do that? Roberta, when you go to bed, do you have a thought about what is, I don't mean Roberta, Jennifer. Where's Jennifer?
I'm right here. I was just waiting for your question.
Do you think about when you go to bed, what you want to have happen? Are you a worrier?
Yes, can I give you a good example?
Please.
Yeah.
Because you know, or you don't, but I have been struggling with something that's going on with me, and doctors don't seem to know what's going on. But yesterday, I visualized that I would not have a fever all day yesterday, and I did not. And I'm going to do the same, and I did the same thing last night before I went to bed today, just picturing myself in good health with no fever, and so far, so good. So how's that? And I think that is part of it, is mind over matter.
It is.
It is mind over matter, but I still... my advice is always to everyone out there, you know, don't go to the mumbo-jumbo stuff of, you know, psychic healing and so on. Just go to a doctor, a good medical doctor, listen to their advice. advice. I always say if it's something more serious, go and have a second opinion. And yes, and you know, sometimes you say that it is often better to delay than get it wrong. So think about what I just said. Be positive. Be a motivator.
Yeah.
If you feel that you are a motivator and you can motivate other people, then you know, these things will reflect back on you.
Yep.
And suddenly these amazing wishes of yours will come true.
There it is. Great advice. Go to Uri's website, URIGELLER, UriGeller.com, for much more of the same kind of motivation. Uri, always a pleasure to have you here with some specific help for people. This is a great way for you to end your day. Think about something great you want to accomplish the next day as you go to sleep. Uri, thanks.
Thank you. Love you all. Talk next week.
A lot of you have heard me talk about crowdsourcing and crowdfunding as being a revolutionary internet phenomenon which allows groups of like-minded people to activate and to work together to solve problems, some that previously may have seemed unsolvable. For example, did you know that 1 in 5 of those who suffer with anorexia and bulimia die as a result of malnutrition? It's 1 in 5, and many are children. Do you or anybody you know suffer with anorexia or bulimia? You're not alone. This message is for you. Visit dawningvisions.com/save kids. dawningvisions.com/save kids. There you'll learn about the revolutionary work of Suzanne Kellner Zink, a hypnotherapist activist who is turning to the internet to marshal support for families of children suffering from anorexia or bulimia. Suzanne believes when something isn't working, it makes no sense to continue relying solely on those solutions. What new opportunities are at hand? Check out Suzanne at dawningvisions.com/save kids.
Discover Card, how can I help you?
Oh, you're real?
You know I'm real. With our new card, we're always here to talk.
Well, that's good, because I don't have time for machines.
Some companies just don't appreciate the power of conversation.
Real people.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm calling the land of machines.
And with their robot voices.
Oh, I don't like those machines. Oh.
Now, how can I help you?
Oh, I don't even remember.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Talk to a real person. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you, from school supplies to continuing education credits, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earned to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where'd you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
Wow, we have so much we have to do around the house.
Awesome.
A reason to go to the Tool Mega Sale at Sears this week.
Fix the car.
Up to 50% off all Craftsman Mechanics tool sets. Check.
Then the garage is a mess.
Up to 50% off Craftsman tool storage. Booyah!
And the faucet is done. Are you okay?
I'm just so excited.
Tackle your to-do list at the Tool Mega Sale. This week, only at Sears. Hundreds of Craftsman tools on sale in one place. Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help from my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
The sequester deadline looms, the Senate actually does something, but not about the sequester. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Those deep, across-the-board sequester spending cuts are set to begin this Friday, the 1st of March. Those cuts won't kick in all at once. We're told the first cuts total about $85 billion and will affect this year's federal budget. About half of those cuts will hit the military. The rest come from domestic spending, but no entitlement or benefit programs would actually be eliminated. Now, we mentioned the Senate did something yesterday, the full Senate finally taking a vote on the confirmation of Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense. Before the vote, there was more back and forth. Democratic Senator Carl Levin of Michigan supporting the nomination, calling Hagel eminently qualified.
Senator Hagel has been endorsed by five former Secretaries of Defense, three former Secretaries of State, and six former National Security Advisors.
Republican Senator Roger Wicker of Mississippi saying he opposed Hagel's nomination.
Based on the years of public statements and actions taken during his career, I cannot say that Chuck Hagel meets the criteria needed for this position that is so critical, the position of Secretary of Defense.
And then came the vote and the tally.
The ayes, 58.
Nays, 41.
And so?
The nomination is confirmed.
There you go. Hagel, a former Republican senator from Nebraska, a decorated Vietnam War veteran, and the first Vietnam vet to hold the post of Secretary of Defense. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
As your conscience, I want to chat with you about saving money on car insurance by switching to GEICO. People love GEICO. Why do you think they have a 97% customer satisfaction rating? Because great service and saving money is satisfying. More satisfying than taking pens from work. So switch to GEICO. And remember, someone has to order pens for the office. Don't make it harder on them.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. Father's Day? We've got a deal that day. Earth Day? Hotels.com has you covered. Your mom's dog's cousin's birthday? Chances are we've got a deal that day, too. But we'll check with legal. And low prices, we've always got those. Because Hotels.com is always making sure we've got the best deals for you every day.
And now through March 25th, save up to 30% on your favorite casino hotels, including Las Vegas. Book now only at Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
On Wall Street, the Dow yesterday made up half of Monday's losses with a 116-point gain, closing at 13,900. S&P adding 9 points, NASDAQ up by 13. Crude oil prices down 48 cents a barrel, finishing at $92.63. Pope Benedict XVI with his final public address as Pope this morning. The Pope spoke very personally, delivering that final address, speaking in several different languages. He told a crowd of tens of thousands at St. Peter's Square that over the last month he's felt his strength diminish, and that led to his decision earlier this month to resign. The Pope officially steps down tomorrow. The storm that buried much of the central U.S. earlier this week, bringing rain and snow to New England today. The National Weather Service says the storm moved into Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine this morning. To the west, a blizzard stranding about 60 students overnight at a school east of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Authorities say the students, along with some staff members at the school in Rush, Colorado, have plenty of supplies to ride out the storm. And finally, there was a concert last night in Providence, Rhode Island. A legendary band performed. Here's a hint. Hey, I know that band. They're called CSI, right? No, not quite. It's The Who. Their hit, Who Are You, is the CSI theme. Anyway, The Who did perform in Providence last night for the first time since the band's concert in 1979 was canceled. Stephen Ball had tickets to that concert in 1979.
Back then, being 18 years old, it was total devastation.
But as we mentioned, that concert was canceled, called off by then-Mayor Buddy Cianci after 11 fans were trampled to death at a Who concert in Cincinnati. Stephen Ball remembers his reaction.
I was just totally in shock that that concert got canceled, but I understand then-Mayor Cianci's situation.
3 decades later, the Dunkin' Donuts Center, known as the Providence Civic Center back then, announced they would honor the 1979 tickets for this show, and more than 30 original ticket holders took advantage of the make-good offer, including Stephen Ball.
It'll just be great to see them live. This will be my third time, and every time they put on a fantastic show, the greatest rock band ever.
For Stephen and all the rest of those original ticket holders, it was a special night. We hope it was worth the wait. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Come today.